From Spark and Anvil and Chatter Pals, this is Zippa in Chapter 1 of the Chatter Pals cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Zippa was a hummingbird who zipped from thing to thing, and she was never happy with just a name. A flower? Yes, but what kind? She'd buzz. Big? Bright? Soft? Sweet? A describing word, Zippa knew, let you paint a picture with your voice.
One day, her friend said, "Look, a dog." Zippa zipped over. "But what's it like?" The dog was small and fluffy and bouncy. A small, fluffy, bouncy dog. Now everyone could picture it, even with their eyes closed. Describing words were like tiny paintbrushes.
Zippa played a game with the friends. She'd land on something, and they'd add a word. Pillow. Soft. Drum. Loud. Ice. Cold. Sun. Bright. Each word made the thing come alive a little more. Some things had lots of words. A puppy could be soft and warm and wiggly all at once.
A quiet caterpillar wanted to try, but froze. "Just pick how it feels," Zippa buzzed kindly. "Touch it in your mind. Is it smooth? Bumpy?" The caterpillar tried. "The bark is rough." Zippa zipped a happy loop. "Rough. Perfect." There was no wrong describing word, only your own true one.
At sundown, Zippa hovered over the meadow, tired and glad. Everything below her had words now. The soft moss, the tall grass, the sleepy sun.
"You made everything come alive," said the caterpillar.
Zippa's wings glowed warm in the last light. Reaching for the right word had felt tricky sometimes, like catching something quick. But when the word landed and someone could see what she meant, that was the best feeling of all, bright and shared.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Zippa. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.